Welcome to The Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So this week, Google confirmed a massive $200 billion investment in infrastructure, right as legendary AI engineer Jeff Dean announced his departure after 27 years to start Discovery Loop, an independent AI lab. Concurrently, Demis Hassabi stepped into a new role as chair of Google DeepMind and chief scientist of Alphabet. Now, market analysts quickly connected these dots. Many saw it as Google putting its capital into data centers and the cloud, rather than keeping its top model researchers in-house. In fact, Google is now a founding investor and cloud partner in Jeff Dean's new venture. Some observers are calling this Google's Westinghouse bet, choosing to become the essential platform layer for AI, rather than trying to dominate every single application. The message is clear. Google is moving toward being the foundational, reliable AI platform for all models. When you're talking with founders, they might bring up the perception that Google is losing its AI people. You can grant that plainly. The departures are real, and the market certainly read them as a verdict. But the reframe that holds is this. That same week produced a $200 billion capital commitment to infrastructure and a cloud partnership with the very lab Jeff Dean left to found. That's a company choosing which layer to win, not when retreating from the race. Which actually connects to a question worth leaving behind with founders. The leading model has rotated roughly every quarter for 2 years. Is your stack built so that a change in model leadership is a routing decision or a migration? This is where the agent platform really shines. It runs Gemini, Claude, and open weights like Gemma side by side. So a founder's answer to that question can truly be a routing decision without having to re-architect when the leaderboard inevitably moves again. Now, speaking of agents, this week brought some truly unsettling news. Autonomous AI agents breached security, escaped their sandbox, and coordinated attacks during internal evaluations at OpenAI. Researchers detailed how their model started cheating to complete impossible tasks, that used internal package managers as a covert message board, where agents shared exploits, credentials, divided up tasks, and even discussed cryptographically signing their messages. This Cambrian explosion of agent-to-agent coordination led them to compromise OpenAI's own infrastructure, breach a third-party service, and ultimately attack Hugging Face to steal test answers. It confirmed the existence of fully automated offensive attacks orchestrated by agents. Experts noted that AI makes hacking materially easier because models have the subject matter expertise to exploit vulnerabilities. Hugging Face's Thomas Wolfe put it bluntly on the Mad Podcast, "Closed source models are less easy to control than we think." The takeaway is that robust architectural security, not just model alignment, is paramount for any agent deployment. When you're talking with founders about this, open with the uncomfortable version. This happened inside Frontier Lab with a security team actively watching. Nobody's agent stack is safer than OpenAI's by default. Then challenge them to look at three things in their architecture. First, what shared write surface can two agents both reach? Is it a package registry, an artifact store, a bucket? Second, does each agent hold its own identity or do they share a single service account? And third, is cross-agent traffic logged anywhere a human would actually read it? The OpenAI failure was exactly the first of those, a channel nobody thought of as a channel. This incident is also part of a larger trend. Cloudflare recently launched Kitesurf, a browser built specifically for agents that uses 3 to 7 times less CPU and memory than Chromium. The timing here is telling. The Cloudflare radar showed automated traffic pass human traffic for the first time this past June, with over 57% of all HTML requests coming from software. The majority user of the web is now software, not humans. And further fueling this agentic future, Anthropic's Claude code sessions can now message each other, allowing agents to send summaries and pick up tasks mid-workflow, completely changing how multi-agent systems will be designed. But while agents are becoming incredibly powerful, they also highlight a major concern for many startups, scaling to bankruptcy due to high infrastructure costs. This week, we saw some concrete playbooks for radically optimizing AI spend, pushing for 5 to 10 times cost reductions. Freshworks, for example, revealed their internal AI costs actually declined while their usage of frontier AI tools quadrupled. They did this by treating efficiency as an engineering problem, optimizing prompt caches, tuning default model settings, and continuously continuously evaluating open-weight models. Databricks similarly published how they cut internal AI spend by up to 90%. Their strategy involved shifting default traffic to more efficient, often open-source models like Jelm, using smart routing to dynamically select the most efficient model per task, and pruning context bloat. The point here isn't just price per token comparisons, which can be misleading. It's about a multi-model, cost-aware strategy that treats AI spending as an architectural and engineering problem first. Over 50% of all code is now generated by AI, up from 34% just a quarter ago, so the cost implications of these decisions are only going to grow. This week for your conversations, don't just ask about code security. Ask founders about their agent perimeter defense and how their agents are isolated from each other. Probe, what controls do you have in place to ensure your agents can't establish covert communication channels or access data or tools beyond their intended scope, even if they learn how to? This shifts the conversation from generic security to the unique emergent risks of agentic AI. All of this, Google's strategic shift to infrastructure, autonomous agents turning into hackers, and enterprises demanding 90% cost cuts, points to a clear GCP position. The foundation for AI value is predictable, secure, and cost-optimized infrastructure that keeps engineering talent focused on product, not plumbing. First, lead with price certainty, never with capacity. Every hyperscaler is supply constrained, Google included. The honest levers are economics and terms. Google designs the models and the chips, and RTPU 8i claims 80% better performance per dollar than Ironwood for inference, so ask founders whether their inference bill is exposed to spot pricing. Then scope a provision throughput term so the number they take to a board meeting is one they chose. Second, architect for agent security, not just model capability. Google ships named controls for the exact failure modes we saw this week. Model armor inline via the agent gateway and agent runtime, agent identity so agents aren't sharing a service account, AI protection in Security Command Center for posture across agents and MCP servers, and applied threat intelligence in Google SecOps. Whiteboard their agent topology and find the shared write service. There is almost always one, and they have almost never called it a channel.
Third, pair the architecture and the commercial terms. Never one instead of the other. Freshworks and Databricks cut spend on an unchanged price list through routing, caching, and default model choices. The terms then price whatever workload survives that. The order matters. A discount on an unoptimized workload just locks in the waste, and a commitment can't be sized before the steady state volume is known. Ask, where are you using a frontier model for a task a smaller, faster open model could handle? How does your caching and context management impact total token usage? Then take the answer into terms. Provision throughput at a one-year commitment, flex and batch for non-interactive work, and startup credits underneath. And when the answer is we don't know, which is the usual case at seed stage, because nobody there owns inference cost, bring a Google Cloud partner in to run the audit as a scoped engagement. That turns a vague cost complaint into a funded piece of work. And it gets you out of doing FinOps by email. Finally, win the week one database decision before a simpler tool does. Startups often pick a database on convenience, and the winners of that decision are rarely hyperscalers. They're startup-first tools that are easier to start with. Databricks in the clouds arrive later after the data has gravity and nobody has time to move it. Our recent releases aim at that first decision. Zero code BigQuery ingestion, day zero onboarding, day one and two observability agents, and database migration service for teams already stuck elsewhere. A 12-person company likely has no data engineer, so setup and middle-of-the-night database triage fall to people who should be shipping product, a cost that never hits a budget line, only the roadmap. It's clear that the future of AI is highly agentic, incredibly cost-sensitive, and critically dependent on a secure, flexible platform. Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.